You thought that was funny.
Holmberg's morning sickness.
You were laughing like a hyena when he said it.
98.
What the hell is wrong with you?
K-U-K-U-P-D.
A day that everybody's trying to plan around the whole mess that's going to be downtown. Trump rally coming to our beautiful city, and there's a buzz. There is a definite buzz in the air.
Is it going to be on TV at all?
They'll cover it here locally like crazy. I don't know if the rally part will. They'll show pieces and clips, I'm sure, of what's going on inside, but I think for the most part.
CNN
has it, but they usually carry it and then talk over it and then go back and forth with it.
And it's a debate night tonight.
Yeah, they're having
isn't
a debate.
Yeah.
The Democrats are doing that too, which is the reason this is happening, is try to counter the attention.
Counter programming?
Well, yeah, it's you're giving the attention to another thing to take away from the Bloomberg versus Sanders fight.
The Democratic debate's coming here too.
Yeah, in March.
In March, yeah.
Like after it. Everything's pretty much decided.
I thought it was like a day before.
Oh, was it? I thought they were doing it after the Super Tuesday, which is, anyway, who cares? I like the,
I'm not going to that either.
The show. I'm not going to any of it. I'll just pay attention to the shenanigans around it. Speaking of shenanigans, I'm getting emails from people like, I'm the one they want to hear from. And they're like, why aren't you talking about that caregiver, that guy? Yeah. I'm like, oh, for Christ's sake, you want to hear people's opinion? What do you think my opinion's going to be? Another one, Mesa facility. A guy named Manuel Corral, 58 years old. The victim told the staff that he had assaulted her. She was 85 years old. She's got dementia. And they're assuming it's not the first time. They're thinking it's pretty much out there at an adult care facility in Mesa. He had sexually abused one of the patients. And everybody's like, what's going on? All this tells me is this has been going on for a long time, and we're catching the clumsy ones because the news is breaking. All I'm learning from the care facility issues we've had over the last couple of years is that this has been a thing, and it just hasn't been caught. And now, because if you catch two, it's like seeing a roach in your house. Oh, there's a roach. That means you got 10,000 in the walls. We're seeing one. That means there's something else brewing that we'll never know. Thank God. But it's bigger than you know. Because yuck and people, you can't separate them. Isn't that horrible?
Yeah.
85-year-old dementia patient. And basically,
just makes you wonder.
I'm not even wondering. There's no wonder at all. I don't feel this is isolated at all.
Nope.
I think we're finding isolated catches. I think the clumsy ones. Well, I mean, in Kill Bill, it was that gross feeling.
The elder abuse.
But well, no.
Buck.
When Buck went in there with the, she had the coma. And he was renting her out with Vaseline, I don't think anybody in the audience was like, "Do you think that really happens?" I think we're all like, "Oh, that happens, doesn't it?" We all knew that's
the
a thing.
The guy didn't create that.
No, that wasn't like what a far-fetched idea. So I think deep down we're all like, "Oh, it scares us that could be us someday." But I don't think it's rare. I honestly don't. It's sad, but I don't think it's an uncommon practice. I don't think it's common either, but I don't think it's as isolated as the one or two we've caught.
If I've made it to a home, I've failed somehow.
What?
I think. As an elderly person, yeah.
What are you talking about?
I don't want to let myself
in. Your parents don't want to put you in there?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Your kids aren't helping you out?
Nope. No, I'll be gone.
I don't think you have a choice.
Yeah, sometimes it's like you got to go to this assisted. You got dementia and nobody can help you. Assisted living, and
there's ways around it.
There's ways around it if your brain's working.
Yeah. Right.
If you're incapable of functioning thought, like you're
going to have talks with Alex. Listen, like you had with your dad.
Yeah, we got to get some paperwork drawn up.
Yep.
Before you stick me in this thing.
Yep.
And that's the other thing too. You should look into with dementia. You know, you're getting that story, so you got to really.
You got to question.
Investigate that.
That's right.
You're saying it's trauma to him every time.
Well, no, he's saying that you can't believe him.
Oh.
And he's right. You're definitely putting a man's life on
the line. Because there's sometimes they'll come up with stories where, remember, I was doing this at that particular time. And you look into it. I'm not saying the guy.
Right. But most of the time, a dementia story doesn't make sense.
Screw you, Brady, for coming up with a loophole.
Right. Brady's figuring out a way around this.
I'll defend that guy.
Yeah, you should be a defense attorney. That's impressive.
That was a good move there.
How do you believe someone with dementia? This could be the ramblings of a madman's imagination.
Seems pretty specific for someone who can't remember what they just had in their mouth. Then he raped me, and of course it was that guy right there.
You can't choose that kind of information. This person is dementified.
But you're right, because a person with dementia might say something that doesn't add up, and you can't really question them.
There's DNA, I think there's enough to go stuff.
Unless they're cleaning all that stuff up, and it's like days and months later, there isn't any.
Yeah, the way it is nowadays, so they're pretty.
You have to catch the situation pretty soon after, and that tells me they've covered their tracks for a good long time until they got caught. That's what I'm reading.
Yeah. You know.
Maybe they have video cameras.
Yeah, that's where everybody's losing us. There's cameras everywhere, and the information age is upon us. And there's no, the incapacitated body that you're counting on not being able to tells tales in different ways now. So it's much harder. But to me, that just said, I mean, imagine before DNA, before you were worried about that, before the kits that could tell something happened, this was going on constantly. I mean, there's no way. It's like you got away with it over and over. You've got a victim that can't tell on you. And when they do, it's like, well, they're crazy. So, of course, she's saying crazy things. Of course, the nutballs could prey on this. I'm sure this has been going on for a long time. So, I don't know why I got like 5 or 6 emails in a row. I was like, dude, you talked about Austin Roberts.
Bring the funny.
Yeah, bringing up upskirt pictures. How come you're not telling us what you think about that? Because everybody should think the same thing about this.
Yeah.
But I honestly don't. Because even the cops are like, we are pretty sure this is not an isolated incident.
Right.
This has been going on for a while. But Corral also matches the woman's description. Like, she didn't have dementia that bad because she's like, as a Hispanic man, about 6'1", about 200 pounds.
Nailed it.
It's like, wow, all right, well, we got one of those. Miguel, come here for a second. Is this him?
Yep.
All right. We got to do some testing. He was the overnight caregiver. It's not the first time somebody there has accused him of this. He was a suspect in incidents. One of them was sexual. 3 other facilities. He worked as the overnight caregiver. That must be a tough position to find somebody. The overnight guy at the care facility.
That's what I'm saying. I think the pool is pretty shallow there.
Yikes.
I don't think Indeed.com has a section for that.
Right. It's crazy. But
graveyard worker.
You want to work the overnights at the incapacitated old people center? Oh, yeah. You ever been accused of sexual assault? Oh, yeah.
Why'd you leave the last place? We didn't see eye to eye.
Yeah, well, some lady with dementia accused me of doing horrible things, so I had to quit. And they called off the search. Yeah, it's awful. So, yeah, so there you go. And again, it comes back to the idea that we live too long.
If there's ever a time for, robot laborers, overnight caregiving.
That's the one. That's it. Yep, if we ever needed bots, it's the overnight incapacitated healthcare centers. They just come in and just jam some sort of propofol into your bones when you start acting up, knock you out.
Check in on you.
Can't put my dukes up anymore. I don't really necessarily want to play.
I can't move. I don't remember much.
Oh, you're what's called a victim. Ugh. Anyway, it's 8:42. So that's what I think about that. What do you think about that, weirdos who emailed me? What did you expect? I wonder if Holmberg's for or against this. I should ask.
But John's always pushing the
envelope. John's always got an odd opinion about stuff. I'll find out what he thinks about raping people with dementia. Surprisingly.
Again it.
Guy didn't like it. Do you hear Holmberg's take on this? Yeah, it's everybody's take with a normal brain. No.
Could I use you as a reference?
No.
There's an opening.
Yeah, there's a job opening. I guess you want to look at it from a silver lining perspective. They're hiring.
It's never been easier to get work in America.
Anyway, so just to answer your emails, knock it off also, emailers. Ew. Well, you talked about that Austin Roberts kid. Right. So I got to talk about all the freaks. Speaking of, freaks are out there and they're partying and having a good time down at the Madhouse in McDowell. Our president will be landing today. In fact, he's here now. He's waiting in our green room. President Trump is here. He's going to give a big speech tonight, a rally downtown. And he's brushing up on some speeches. He wants to test them out on you guys. And we've got tickets to things. I think we've got do we have the corn still? Or we give those out yesterday?
I'll have to check. I know we have it. Corn and SmackDown.
Corn and SmackDown. That's what we've got again today. Don't worry about that. I'll make that work. Corn and SmackDown tickets. We've got those on the line. If you want to talk to the president, he may have some things for you to answer. And maybe walk away with a prize. It's 585-9800. That's the phone number. Donald J. Trump joins us next.
Big, red, and badass.
It's the natural way radio should be.
98.